This is a podcast from WOR. Now it's time for the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum daily requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
And good afternoon, everyone. This is Arnie Gitomer, and welcome to the Wilner Window. Joining me today is my partner and good buddy, Don Goldberg.
Well, thank you, Arnie. Good afternoon, everybody.
And we have our medical expert with us, the esteemed internist, Dr. Richard Podell.
Well, hello and good afternoon.
Okay, Richard, right now you're going to get a little quiz. A recent study showed that a well-known herb may be effective in reducing the risk of colorectal cancer. And another recent study concluded that this same herb was as effective as mefenamic acid and ibuprofen in relieving pain in women with primary dysmenorrhea. Other studies have shown that daily consumption of this herb resulted in moderate to large reductions in muscle pain following exercise-induced muscle injury, supporting its use as an analgesic and anti-inflammatory by osteoarthritis patients. What herb am I talking about?
Well, I sneaked a look at the script, and Arnie, it is ginger.
Yay!
Yes. And this very, very remarkable herb dates back to the 9th and 10th centuries. Ginger has been used in many cultures, including the Chinese, the Ayurvedic Indian, the Greco-Arab medicine, and also in modern times, to treat a long, long list of conditions. I'll just name a couple. Common cold, fever, arthritic disorders, gastrointestinal disorders, motion sickness, diabetes, cancer, urinary disorders, kidney disorders, sprains, muscle aches, sore throats, cramps, constipation. I can't go on. There's more.
Yeah, but please, finish.
Vomiting, of course. Nausea and vomiting is the big one. High blood pressure, diarrhea, dementia, fever, infectious disease, worms, and, of course, motion sickness.
Now, that longer list may sound too good to be true, but if you read the detailed recap of the pharmacology of ginger and its constituents in the scientific literature, Natural Standards Database has a comprehensive listing, you'll see that this is not an exaggeration. We talk about the curcumin or turmeric and ginkgo biloba, but ginger may be no less important. It has powerful anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, immune-modulating, anti-cancer, cardiovascular, and antimicrobial actions. If you think ginger is limited to preventing nausea, think again.
Yeah, I want to support what Arnie's saying, and let's go back to some of the recent studies he mentioned at the start of the show. One study evaluated whether ginger's anti-inflammatory properties may play a role in reducing inflammation of the colon, which is possibly involved in reducing the risk for developing cancer of the colon. Now, writing in the journal Cancer Prevention Research, researchers from the University of Michigan Medical School reported that regular consumption of ginger root, or as a supplement, could reduce the risk of colon cancer. Their research revealed that people who took ginger supplements experienced a 28% decrease in colon inflammation. And colon inflammation is thought to be a precursor to colon cancer. Now, this was a double-blind study where they compared it to a placebo. Now, this new study adds weight to the traditional advice about ginger's potential as an anti-inflammatory and anti-cancer agent. The lead author of the research study is Dr. Susanna Zick, warned the findings are still preliminary. They always have to warn that. She noted, however, that as people look for ways to prevent cancer, quote, that are non-toxic and improve their quality of life in a cost-effective way, the interest in ginger and other supplements is only going to increase.
Absolutely. The number of ginger supplements is growing. Research on this herb is increasing. Our friend Paul Schulich from New Chapter actually wrote a book on ginger a few years ago. And we have a number of products in Wilner's Phytotech line that are based on ginger, and Don's going to quickly mention them.
Yeah, you know, we of course have the basic ginger supplements. In liquid form, you get an equivalent of 670 milligrams of the organic ginger root in one liquid dropperful. We also have ginger in a veggie cap. And that provides 500 milligrams of the dry ginger root per capsule. But there's more. We have four ginger-based products in liquid form in larger 4-ounce bottles. Other tonics. They're in a vegetable glycerin honey base, and the recommended dose is 1/2 to 1 teaspoonful. Now, as you will see, this liquid ginger-containing supplement is designed for specific purposes. And in my opinion, these are products that you should think about having on hand for when the need comes up.
The first product is the Phytotech Ginger Immune Tonic. As you can guess from the name, it's a blend of ginger root and other immune-modulating herbs, in this case elderberry and Echinacea angustifolia, as well as vitamin C. This is an excellent product to start taking at the first sign of the flu. Adding elderberry, Echinacea, and vitamin C to the immune-enhancing anti-inflammatory, anti-fever, anti-cough, and analgesic action of ginger is just what you need. So, for colds and flu, keep a bottle of the Phytotech Ginger Immune Tonic handy. And speaking of cough, there's another formula designed for that specifically. It's called Ginger Cough Tonic. And in addition to ginger root, it contains fresh osha root, wild cherry bark, and licorice root.
Now, there are two more formulas. One is a straight Phytotech Ginger Tonic. This just contains ginger. It's a mixture of the dry root and the fresh root. It's organic, with each 1/2 teaspoon serving equivalent to about 6,000 milligrams or 6 grams of fresh ginger. Now, before we continue, a little word of caution. If you like ginger, you'll love these products. But this is the real thing. It packs a kick. If you don't like ginger, you'll want to dilute the tonic in water, either hot water, cold water, tea, juice, or whatever. Now, I love it, but I like to eat ginger and that strong ginger candy and what they call ginger beer. There's a, I think it, from the West Indies, they have a ginger a soft drink, really strong, but I love it. There's no alcohol in these tonics, but as I said, these ginger tonics are strong and they work. Now, getting back to the straight ginger tonic, by the way, this is the one that you would use for things like motion sickness, nausea, and digestive problems.
Okay, now, the products that we've already mentioned, the ginger cough tonic, the ginger immune tonic, and to some degree the ginger tonic, are for treating health problems after they start. The flu, coughs, nausea, and so forth. But this last ginger tonic is different. It's the Phytotech Ginger Energy Tonic, a great general tonic, and it's a blend of ginger along with adaptogenic herbs such as American ginseng, schizandra berry, rhodiola, and ginkgo biloba. Ginger Energy Tonic. This is the product you can use whenever you feel the need for a boost. Tired, stressed out, the Phytotech Ginger Energy Tonic would be perfect. It's also the right choice for those with cardiovascular problems. So, if you're looking for ginger, you can find what you need in Wilner's Phytotech line. Liquid extract, veggie caps, and four condition-specific tonics, including Ginger Immune Tonic, a Ginger Cough Tonic, and ginger energy tonic. And, you know, Don, by the way, I was looking up in the commissionee monographs. Ginger is approved by commissionee for loss of appetite, travel sickness, and dyspeptic complaints. And, you know, people often use the ginger tonic you mentioned, just that nice, rich ginger tonic, as a almost as a way to stimulate the digestive juices, you know, as a digestive tonic. And for those of you who do have mild digestive complaints, a nice thing to do to get your digestive system ready to tackle that nice meal is to take a something like ginger to help stimulate the digestive juices.
Yeah, it almost functions as a bitter, you know, in the classic term. Although
that's the word I was looking for. The bitter, absolutely. Thanks, Don.
Yeah. Although to me, a bitter is usually is more bitter tasting. You know, they call it a bitter because it is bitter, and they feel that that's what stimulates the digestive juices. To me, ginger, like I said, you know, I guess it's a personal thing, but I find the taste of ginger quite pleasant. It can be strong, but still, it's a pleasant taste.
Yeah, I wish I liked it as much as you. I know ginger is a wonderful herb, and you know, very frequently, of course, Asians use it a lot in their specifically Chinese food. You know, always has a lot of nice ginger in it, and I appreciate it. I don't know how much I'd appreciate that heavy ginger stuff, but I wish I did. Okay, we're going to pause for a break here. You're listening to the Wilner Window on WOR, and our phone number in the studio will begin taking your call straight away. The number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podale.
We'll all be back after these messages.
Are you concerned about cholesterol levels? Jarrow Formulas has a product, Choles Optimizer, designed to help that problem. Choles Optimizer combines clinically tested levels of sesame seed lignans, tocotrienols, and artichoke extract, along with red yeast rice. How does it work? Artichoke extract inhibits the oxidation of LDL cholesterol. And sesame, a lignin from sesame seeds, has been shown to conserve the body's supply of gamma-tocopherol and gamma-tocotrienols, as well as activate fatty acid oxidizing enzymes for improved fat metabolism. Tocotrienols protect cardiovascular function by affecting biosynthesis of cholesterol and reducing oxidation of low-density lipoprotein. Finally, the formula is optimized with a special red yeast rice that is free of the undesirable fermentation byproduct citrullin. So, to help maintain healthy cholesterol levels, try Choles Optimizer from Jarrow Formulas. All Jarrow products are available at the Wilner Chemists, discount price, of course.
And as part of Wilner Chemists' 100-year anniversary celebration, the entire Jarrow Formula line is on sale at discounts from 25 to 30% off list price. Check our website, wilner.com, for all details. And, you know, you don't find too many companies that have been around for 100 years, do you? To remain in business that long means they must be doing something right. Well, guess what? Wilner Chemists has been doing business in Manhattan since 1911. That means this is our 100th anniversary. Well, what's the secret to staying in business for 100 years? Well, I'm not sure, but we think it has something to do with creating a pleasant shopping experience, carrying a wide variety of nutritional supplements, and providing professional guidance and how to properly choose and use the products that are right for you, and doing all of this while offering some of the best discount prices that you'll find. And to celebrate our 100-year anniversary, we'll be giving away prizes and setting up seminars and health fairs. In addition to our usual sales, we'll have additional special anniversary sale discount deals throughout the year. These anniversary deals will offer products at 50% off or better. Be sure to take advantage of these great deals. Check our website, Wilner.com, for both the regular seasonal sales as well as the special anniversary sale discounts now in effect. And to be kept informed on everything we have going on, make sure that you're on the Wilner Chemist mailing list. It's easy. You can do it at our website, Wilner.com, or by phone at 1-800-633-1106, extension 7, or while you're in one of our stores.
Now, speaking of our stores, I hope you'll visit us. We have two stores in Manhattan and a store in Atlanta, Georgia. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st and Park, just one block south of Grand Central Terminal. Our downtown store is at 253 Broadway. That's right near the corner of Murray Street across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located right in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road.
Wilner Chemist and Nutritional Supplement Professionals. We'll get back to the phones in just a moment.
Did you know that the most common form of calcium supplement today is calcium carbonate, also known as limestone? You don't eat rocks as part of your balanced diet, so why would you choose to supplement your bone health nutritional needs with limestone? Our bodies understand and seek whole food sources of nutrition. New Chapter is proud to deliver Bone Strength Take Care, a calcium complex that delivers key bone health nutrients in the form of whole food, not rocks. Bone Strength Take Care also delivers key bone nourishing nutrients, including vitamins D3 and K2. Vitamin K2 is of critical importance as it ensures calcium is placed in the bone where it's needed and stays out of the arteries where it's not. Discover for yourself the whole food bone health alternative to rocks. Bone Strength Take Care, the best-selling natural bone health supplement in America. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you tired, feeling the effects of stress, mental burnout, fatigue, poor immune function? If so, you're likely to benefit from adaptogenic herbs. Adaptogenic herbs include Chinese and American ginseng and Eleutherococcus or Siberian ginseng. The Wilner Chemist Liquid Herbal Supplement Ginseng Energy Blend contains all these forms of ginseng along with licorice, ginkgo biloba, faux tea, ginger, and codenopsis. This blend is designed to enhance emotional, physical, and mental energy. Wilner's Phytotech Ginseng Energy Blend comes in a regular tincture and also as an alcohol-free version. These adaptogenic herbs have a long history of enhancing stamina, boosting energy, and helping the body cope with stress. Wilner Chemist's Phytotech Ginseng Energy Blend. No caffeine, no sugar.
Come to my
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gatomer, along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. We're here on the Wilner Window. And let me give you folks our phone number in the studio. It's 1-800-321-0710. You give us calls, we'll be able to answer your questions. Okay, you know, Don, I was looking up some other studies with ginger, and they're quite numerous. I couldn't believe how many studies they did. They did a study on motion sickness, and this double-blind randomized. It was a non-placebo-controlled study comparing the effectiveness of ginger and six other commonly used non-herbal drugs. They used scopolamine, they used dramamine with caffeine, cyclozine, a bunch of things. And this was 1,489 participants during whale-watching voyages off the coast of Norway. How do you like that? 78% of those that took 500 milligrams of ginger root 2 hours prior to a boat trip were symptom-free for the six-hour duration. And the incidence of severe vomiting did not differ in a statistically significant way between ginger or any of the other test groups. So what does that show? Basically, it's showing that ginger is basically as good as the drugs, you know, which is wonderful. You know,
yeah, maybe, so. Maybe one thing we should mention, I'm sort of anticipating that we'll get a phone call about this, but maybe we should jump the gun. You know, one of the interesting things, you're talking about ginger and its effect on nausea, emotion sickness, and so forth. Well, ginger is also recommended and has been used for hundreds of years in treating morning sickness, mm-hmm. Which would make sense, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But you will... the funny thing is, you will notice on the labels of many of the supplements, you'll see a caution: do not use during pregnancy.
As
you might expect, some people say, "Well, wait a second. Why would it say that, you know, don't use during pregnancy if it's recommended for morning sickness?" And really, the only reason that caution is put on labels and things is because there are a couple of components in ginger that when somebody did a test years ago, a couple of those components showed a cancer-causing potential. Now, of course, other components in ginger show anti-cancer potential, and of course, ginger itself has been shown to have anti-cancer action. But because there's a couple of those components in those small quantities in a test tube showed a cancer, everybody picks up on that one little caution that got, I think it was mentioned in a letter to the editor or something, and so it always gets mentioned, and nobody wants to be the one to take the risk of saying, oh, yeah, you can use it in cancer, in a pregnancy, except, of course, in all of the books and all of the monographs. As a matter of fact, Arnie, you mentioned the Commission E in the book that the American Herbal Council brought out, their commentary on the Commission E, where they gave all the monographs and everything. They actually came out and said that they disagreed with the inclusion of that, the caution, and made no sense and so forth. So folks, that's the reason that you will see that strange caution on the labels. I think we even have it on the label that we have for the ginger tonic or one of the products, because, you know, it's a liability issue, but everybody agrees that it makes no sense.
Yeah, and for those of you who have a tendency to motion sickness or nausea or stuff like that, if you know you're going into a situation, take the ginger well ahead. Because, one of the studies I read showed that the maximum effect of the ginger was about 4 hours after it was taken. Okay, so give yourself a head start if you know you're going into a travel sickness or a seasickness type thing. Make sure you take the ginger very well before you think you might be needing it.
And that's a good point, Arnie, and it also it illustrates the difference between when you would use the capsule, you know, the veggie cap with the 500 milligrams of ginger extract, as opposed to the liquid product. You would take the capsule, of course, well ahead, as Arnie said, of when you anticipate the problem. If you need something to be a little bit quicker acting, or you need some additional anti-nausea effect, that's when you would use the liquids, either the liquid in the dropper form or the tonic.
Okay, good point. Very good point. You know, so this ginger is really, really, really exciting. You know, we have a little while before, I don't want to take a call yet, but, you know, another double-blind placebo-controlled study including 120 women that underwent gynecological outpatient surgery, and some of them got ginger and some of them got a drug called Reglan, and they evaluated the incidence of post-operative nausea and vomiting. Well, 10% of the ginger group had one episode of vomiting, but 17.5% of the Reglan arm had episodes of vomiting. So ginger worked better than the Reglan did in that group of people. Okay, time for another short break. 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. We'll be back after these messages.
I've been told that there are some of you out there who do not purchase your nutritional supplements from Wilner Chemists. Not many of you, but there are a few. I don't get it. Wilner Chemists is the oldest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in New York. They have one of the widest selections of vitamin products in the world, all at discount prices. And they have the most knowledgeable nutritionally trained pharmacists around, always ready to answer your questions about supplements. So, what's the problem? Location? Can't be. There are two convenient Wilner Chemists locations in New York. Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, and downtown at 253 Broadway across from City Hall. Both stores are big, friendly, and easy to get to. They even have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. Wilner Chemist has a website at wilner.com, and they have one of the best mail order catalogs around. So get with it. Become a Wilner Chemist customer. 1-800-633-1106 or on the web at wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Wilner Chemists is proud to introduce the new Core Daily multivitamins from Country Life. The gender-specific Core Daily supports the nutritional needs of both men and women. Both formulations contain an array of nutrients, such as coenzymated B vitamins, that support energy metabolism. In addition to the target ingredients, such as organic whole cranberry and folic acid for women and saw palmetto and pygium for men, both formulations contain 28 organic whole fruits, vegetables, and grains. Furthermore, the Core Multi provides full-spectrum probiotic and enzyme blends along with aloe vera to support healthy digestion. And these new and exciting multivitamins are easy to take, just one certified gluten-free tablet per day. Core Daily One for women and men from Country Life, available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
45 degrees and sunny. I'm Jim Smith in the WOR Storm Center. It's a cold afternoon for millions without power across the Northeast. Major power outages span the entire East Coast, now totaling 3 million. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is warning residents of dangerous conditions after that heavy, wet snow took down power lines and trees.
I don't want people to be deceived. You can look out the window and say, my, what a beautiful day. The sun is shining. There's still a lot of work to be done, and if you don't need to be on the roads, you shouldn't be on the roads.
Among the hardest hit by yesterday's pre-Halloween snow was Connecticut, where Governor Daniel Malloy says more than 800,000 customers are without power. That's more than even during Tropical Storm Irene. In New Jersey, JCP&L reporting 289,000 customers out, PSE&G 324,000, LIPA about 700, Con Ed 77,000, Orange and Rockland 69,000. A state of emergency continues in New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts, and 13 counties in New York. Your New York, New Jersey Subaru dealers remind you to drive safely and responsibly during this inclement weather. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru. I'm Jim Smith, WOR News.
There is a long history of using glandular supplements for therapeutic and healing purposes, pancreas, adrenal, liver, thymus, and many others. Who do you turn to for quality, pure glandular supplements you can trust? Allergy Research Group. The full line of glandulars from Allergy Research Group is trusted by consumers and health professionals alike. Developed by Dr. Stephen Levine in collaboration with medical experts such as Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, the Allergy Research Group line of glandular supplements is trusted by experts throughout the world. Wilner Chemists carries the full line of Allergy Research Group glandulars, and they're all currently on sale only at Wilner's at 25% off list price. If Dr. Gonzalez trusts Allergy Research Group glandular supplements, so can you. See the ad on page 59 of the current Wilner Chemists sale flyer, now online at wilner.com if you did not receive the print copy. Allergy Research Group, glandulars you can trust. This is Don Goldberg. I don't have to tell you how important antioxidants are to your health and to your supplement program. You probably know about the antioxidant vitamins like vitamin C and vitamin E. What you may not know is that some of the most powerful antioxidants are those found in plant extracts. Plants like grape skin, pomegranate, goji berry, acai, green tea, and mangosteen. Well, now you know. And here is some great news. We have have formulated a special antioxidant formula that contains extracts from all of those antioxidant-rich plants. The liquid extracts are in a unique liquid-filled veggie cap, and the product is called Antiox Phyto Complex. It's part of the new Wilner Chemist's Phytotech line. Antiox Phyto Complex is the perfect complement to your current multivitamin supplement. Make sure you get optimal antioxidant protection with Wilner's new Phytotech Antiox Phyto Complex. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gatomer along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Prodell. And we're here on the Wilner Window and had a nice discussion about ginger. And now we're answering some of your questions. So let's get right to the phones. And let's talk to Tom from Somerset, New Jersey.
Hi, fellas. I was in an auto accident. I got a real whack by the airbag. The doctor, after I got the x-rays at one of the big hospitals in New Brunswick, negative, but the chest x-ray and the head x-ray were okay, but I got a hell of a whack from this airbag. He put me on Vicodin and ibuprofen. It's not exactly accelerating like I'd like to. Is there anything in the herbal armamentarium that would be any good for this stuff to accelerate the healing?
Okay.
Well, you know, I just looked up a whack under the in the database, and yeah, and they don't have a listing for whack.
Really?
Yeah. But, you know, if... But, you know, like we said, look, if, obviously I'm assuming that your discomfort is due to the contusion, the inflammation. You know, you need something that has anti-inflammatory and analgesic action just to reduce those symptoms. And like we said, ginger does have analgesic and type action. It reduces inflammation. Now, you know, is it going to be as strong as a powerful prescription drug? Well, no, but it's in the same category as these, as all of these other antioxidant and inflammatory products. Turmeric, ginger, you know, all these things will help. Fish oil supplements, as long as you don't have any problem with the bleeding. But that's, you know, you may be at the point where what you really need is drugs right now.
I'm on the Vicodin, Don, and I'm also on the ibuprofen. They're not accelerating like I'd like to, but I was wondering also for Dr. Podell, my primary, after I had all this thing done at the hospital, he said a week later, I'd like you to have the x-ray again, because you never know, you had it so quickly after the incident, there might be something still, you know, bothering you, I don't know. And I'd like to ask Dr. Podell, what do you think of a second shot?
Not a shot, but an x-ray. Yeah, let's say if there was a crack in the rib, you may not see that on the x-ray, but as the bone starts healing and begins to calcify, you may see that more clearly on an x-ray. So that if there is persisting pain beyond where the doctor thinks it should be, then it's reasonable to do another x-ray and also see the doctor and be re-examined. Because while it's probably really bleeding into the muscle and pulls of the muscle, yes, you could have a cracked bone.
I see. Well, I'm going to, you know, then I go back to the old days of Carl Friedrich. He hated x-rays, and I don't even have the dentist x-ray my mouth. But now, you know, I've had...
Yeah, it's not really critical. I mean, if the doctor examines or you examine yourself and there's a pinpoint of pain in a certain area on a rib, then there may well be a break. On the other hand, if it's just sort of a general diffuse pain, then it probably isn't. But these are medical judgments for you to make with your doctor as to whether it's worth the x-ray time, effort, and exposure to do further.
This one is really basically the breastbone. Just a certain place when I get up, it really, I can feel it. Once I get on my feet, I'm okay.
Well, you know, Tom, as Dr. Podell said, this is something that you need to work with your physician, and if he feels the another X-ray is warranted, then that's, I guess, would be the wise thing to do. All right? And as far as the pain, if it's that bad, then you may need the Vicodin. Okay, and taking ginger or a combination like New Chapter has a nice Zyflamen product, which is a wonderful herbal anti-inflammatory containing ginger. You know, you could do that. But once again, it looks like you need the medication. Okay, good luck, Tom. All right, who's next? Karen calling from Queens. Hi, Karen.
Hi.
Welcome to the Wilner Window.
My problem is that I've had a cold for like 2 weeks, which is unusual. I don't usually get them for 3 to 5 days. So I finally gave in and went to the doctor. And basically they claim I have a viral and a bacterial infection, and they gave me amoxicillin. But I'm just wondering what I can take in addition to the 30 vitamins I take that maybe I'm not working.
Well, something like, make sure you're taking an immune-type formula like, we mentioned the product earlier that we have in the Phytotech line, the Ginger Immune Tonic. That's a nice formula. You can take any of the, we have a whole bunch of mushroom formulas from a few different companies. We have the AHCC, we have the maitake mushrooms, all different types of formulas that will help your immune system to try and fight back against the cold. And make sure if you're taking the amoxicillin that you take some probiotic.
Yeah, probiotic.
Yes, we had a wonderful show last week about probiotics.
Yeah, one specifically? It was the one with the FOS, or the symbiotic one that you mentioned?
I'll tell you, you paid attention, Karen.
Good. I take notes.
You go to the head of the class.
Thank you.
Okay. There's matter of fact, if you like a symbiotic product which has a decent amount of FOS, Allergy Research has a product called Symbiotics with FOS, which is a powder.
Uh-huh.
Okay, which you can use, and that gives you a good dose of the FOS. Most of the capsule products have very, very, because they're capsules, very, very tiny amounts of FOS.
Okay, what about the intensive? I usually use the, that's something else, the Nature's Way Primidophilus Intensive.
That's a good formula, too.
Is it stronger than the algae?
It's stronger in the number of colony-forming units, but it doesn't have the really much of the prebiotic there.
So that would be the powder.
Well, if you like the thought of a prebiotic, and when you're taking, when you're taking an antibiotic, perhaps the prebiotic would make a little more sense. What do you think, Don?
Yeah, everybody wants us to recommend a product in the probiotic area, and it's hard because we have a good number of companies that all make good quality products that aren't that different from each other, really. So just because we mention one brand one time or another brand the next time, we're not saying that's the product for you to take. Any one of the ones that we've been talking about from any one of those companies, whether it's the Allergy Research product that Arnie mentioned that may be a little bit heavier on the FOS, or like you mentioned, the Nature's Way product, a little bit higher potency, or the Jarrow products that that I mention often, the Jarrodophilus EPS. All of these products are going to do the job. If you like the Nature's Way a Primidophilus Intensive, you can always take FOS as a separate product.
Absolutely. You can take it, yeah.
This is the good news is that in this area there are many, many choices available to you, and it's hard for us to single out one particular product because we have a number of them that are relatively interchangeable.
Ones.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay, Karen.
What I might mention, Arnie, you mentioned a couple other things, the mushrooms and the immune-enhancing products. In the Phytotech line, the Immune Acute Complex. Okay, that's immune acute complex would be the liquid product to use if you're looking for the for a blend of the immune enhancing mushrooms. Very nice product that has a mixture of maitake and shiitake, and it also has some echinacea, some astragalus.
All right.
It'd be a good product for her a combination of the bacterial and viral infection.
Excellent. All righty. And get better fast, Karen. Okay, next let's talk to Stephen from Queens.
Yeah, good afternoon. You know, I wasn't all that surprised to read recently that there was a study that found that women, I believe it was women who took supplements, vitamins, whatever, had a higher rate of death, premature death, or they had died, I believe, 10 years earlier than a group of women who did not take supplements. And I was just wondering, I know I realize that you're not the most disinterested person in the world.
Why weren't you surprised?
About the study?
Sure.
Well, to be honest with you, I think that nothing good comes from consuming things that don't grow on trees and in the ground. I mean, I'm a vegetarian for many years. I don't believe in eating flesh for moral and ethical reasons. But I believe as natural as you can go, that's the best way to go, and that's why I wasn't all that surprised.
Okay, so the best I could say about it is, you know, shame on the Archives of Internal Medicine. They did a very a significant disservice to everybody, because what they published was really junk science. You know, for that to come out of the AMA is definitely a shame. You know, they assessed, what they did is they had a whole bunch of women and they gave them questionnaires in 1986, in 1997, and 2004. And they asked them questions on these things about what they took and multivitamins and what else. You know, do you remember if somebody, you know, you're a vegetarian, you pay attention to these things, but you think these 39,000 women, you know, remember what they did and what they took and all of that stuff? That's what that stuff was. It was no very, you know, it was no scientific study, you know, that they tested their blood and they tested their this and they saw. Who knows what type of multivitamins they took, if any? You know, did you take a multivitamin in 1986?
The subjects of the study want to misinform the people who are doing the studies.
I'm sorry?
Why would they misrepresent themselves?
Because it's an AMA sham. What do you think?
They misrepresented them. They said what they did. It's just that it's not a well-designed study because they didn't randomize people. This group is going to take vitamins, this group isn't. These were people who largely were self-selected, and they were, you know, followed up at great intervals, so you don't know how they changed their patterns within there. And you don't know why people started taking vitamins in the first place. So some did it because they want to be healthy. Some did it because they were already sick.
Can I ask you one question?
Wait a second. Stephen, let me comment. It's not a question of they misrepresenting. Look, number one, you have to understand that just because a study gets talked about on the evening news, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's a good or a valid study. That merely means that the study's newsworthy. People like you who are looking for any excuse to be anti-supplement will jump on it, and that's big news to you. People who, on the other hand, like us, who read all the literature and see all of the positive studies that come out week after week after week, which we talk about, and know it doesn't make sense, we don't pay any attention to that study because it doesn't make sense. Why haven't we spoken about this before? Because you give us the perfect reason. People who want to believe negative about taking supplements will say, aha, it's a great study. People who are convinced that studies, that supplements are valuable, will pay no attention to it because they know it makes no sense. Who do they interview when they talk about it? They go to people like Marion Nestle, I'm not quite sure, who's a professor at one of the colleges in New York, and she has the same viewpoint you do. Anything except food That's bad. Yeah. So they interview her, and what does she say? Exactly what you would expect. She says, yeah, you see, you know, you shouldn't be taking supplements. All you should be doing is eating the right foods in the proper amounts, in the proper way, prepared properly, and so forth. Well, that's all very nice, but we know most people don't eat the right foods. We know most people, and we also know that supplements have therapeutic actions. So, you know, the study isn't really worthy of any mention. If you want to read more, you know, if you were really interested in whether the study means anything or doesn't, go to my blog, dongoldberg.com, and I have a little write-up on it with some references, okay? Yeah.
I'm looking at one of the news reports on this now, and what they point out is that the supplement that seemed to have the worst harm to health, as it were, in terms of being associated with increased mortality, was taking iron pills. And, well, of course, the question is, well, why do people take iron pills? Well, they're usually taking iron pills because they're low in iron, and that those are people who are tend more likely to have ulcers or to have polyps in their colon and so on. And so what this particular, what the article itself, the published article points out, is that very likely the people who are taking iron were doing because they were sick with something. And, of course, those people are going to have a higher mortality rate than the people who weren't sick.
Yeah. Okay, so, Stephen. Thanks for initiating this exciting discussion. All right, we need to take a break. You're listening to The Wilner Window here on WOR. Our phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
And this is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podale.
We'll all be back after these messages. The brain, like the rest of the body, requires nutrients to operate at the highest capacity. The act of replenishing the brain's naturally depleted nutrients may aid in the maintenance of healthy brain and cognitive function. Bluebonnet's new product, Power Thought Caplets, provides a powerful synergistic blend of highly advanced cognitive-enhancing nutrients that include phosphatidylcholine, phosphatidylserine, L-glutamine, L-tyrosine, taurine, pyroglutamic acid, DMAE, and ginkgo biloba extract. PowerThought Caplets from Bluebonnet, a nutrient blend designed to enhance and optimize brain function. Here's food for thought, the supplement for enhanced mental function, PowerThought from Bluebonnet. For best results, take with Bluebonnet's EPAX Omega-3 Brain Formula Soft Gels, high-potency EPA and DHA from Peruvian deep-sea cold water fish. All Bluebonnet products available at Wilner Chemists. Discount priced, of course.
When it comes to fish oil, treat yourself to today's fresh, sustainable catch, Solgar's Wild Alaskan Full Spectrum Omega Soft Gels. This premium formula offers 100% pure wild Alaskan salmon oil, including sockeye salmon oil, one of the richest sources of the important omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA. Solgar's special purification process ensures the absence of any contaminants while maintaining the optimal integrity of salmon's full spectrum of healthy fatty acids and carotenoids, including vitamin D and astaxanthin. And it's derived from sustainably caught fish from the pristine cold waters of Alaska. Now is the time to try Solgar's full spectrum wild Alaskan Omega Soft Gels. It's on sale at Wilner Chemists. 20% off list price. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Reserve Oz Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Their organic resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of their exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reserve Oz Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. They're all natural, patented manufacturing methods coupled with certified organic ingredients guarantee that you will receive the highest level of purity, quality, and freshness available today. Their extended line of beauty from within formulas promote healthy hair, nails, and skin for the ultimate in anti-aging solutions. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservoir Organics. Reservoir Organics, devoted to the extension of youth naturally.
Outside my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gatomer along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. And our phone number here in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. And let's talk to Mary from Brooklyn, New York. Hi, Mary.
Hello.
Hi, Mary.
Yeah, hi. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, I suffer from, I have a very bad dermatitis, like seborrheic dermatitis in the skull.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried different things, but it doesn't work.
You tried the dandruff shampoos and stuff like that?
Yes, the regular over-the-counter, and some of them have, you know, like medicated. But in certain seasons of the when the winter starts or the changes of the season, I seem to have more dry areas at times. And it's very flaky sometimes, yeah. You know, like, so is there anything you recommend that I can use?
Well, a few different things. Number one, make sure, do you take supplemental omega fatty acids?
No.
Well, sometimes, you know, the dryness comes from within. So I would suggest probably taking a combination product such as a formula 369. It contains, some flaxseed oil, some fish oil, and usually some borage oil.
So okay. Well, formula, it's like a liquid? Formula 369?
Well, they have them in capsules, so you don't need to take a liquid. You know, there's a bunch of products we have at Wilner's that are formula 369s. Health from the Sun has one. I believe Nordic Naturals has one. Probably all the different suppliers have a mixed fatty acid formula, you know, which would give you all of the 3, 6, and 9. Now, the other thing you can do is we also sell a product from a company called Zyndet, Xyndet, and that's it comes as a lotion and it comes as a shampoo. Okay, you use the shampoo just as you would as a shampoo, and then apply the lotion afterwards. And you can use that on your scalp. The lotion is meant to be used on the body, but you can use some of it on your scalp. So use the shampoo first, and then rub the lotion into your scalp, and that's also very good. It contains Dead Sea minerals that come from the Dead Sea in Israel. Okay, that's a very helpful formula as well.
Oh, okay. What causes this dryness like that? Do you know what it is?
Well, one thing might be the fact that you just don't have enough moisture coming from within your body. And otherwise, it's just, it's one of the things that it's your weakness. You know, everybody has their own little thing.
The essential fatty acids, Mary, are important in the maintenance of the skin and the proper balance of oils in the skin. And you know, if you're not getting enough of these essential fatty acids in your diet, or you have an unusually high need, that might be affecting this. The other thing, Arnie, that we should mention is that various B vitamins are often implicated in this and related problems too. Folic acid, biotin, B6. So we didn't ask if she's taking a multivitamin yet, but if you're not taking a multivitamin, multimineral, Mary, that should be part of your regimen. Okay, you want to make sure that you're providing your body with optimal levels of all of these B vitamins, the minerals, and the essential fatty acids. That would include zinc as one of the trace minerals. Okay, and then, you know, you'll be eliminating that possibility should that be one of the underlying causes.
Did you get into the city at all, Mary?
Yes. What's a good vitamin to take? Because I don't take vitamins or minerals.
Mary, do you get into Manhattan?
Yes, yes.
Okay, why don't you stop in at either of our two stores, either 100 Park Avenue, which is 41st and Park, a block south of Grand Central, or if you're downtown, 253 Broadway, right across from City Hall. Get to either of our stores. You know, if you come in, you talk to us, we'll be glad to make some specific recommendations, you know, just for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for that call. Okay, well, guess what? Now you're going to hear a little bit of information about a product from Essential Formulas, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotic.
I'm Kat James, Inside Out transformation expert and author of The Truth About Beauty. While undergoing the health transformation that inspired my book, I discovered firsthand that internal and external probiotic balance is critical to looking and feeling beautiful. Damaging lifestyle choices and harsh skincare regimens can destroy the skin's natural good bacteria, causing irritation and vulnerability to infection. By using premium probiotics both internally and topically, you can help restore your skin's natural protective ecology inside and out. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are the only internal and topical probiotics I recommend because I know firsthand that they work. Dr. O'Hara's skincare products contain probiotics and prebiotics to support skin ecology, barrier function, and immunity while discouraging harmful bacteria. That's a key protective layer for your topical skin regimen.
Find Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Wilner Chemists or on the web at Wilner.com. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference inside and out.
Okay, this is Arnie Gatomer along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell, your Wilner Chemist nutritional supplement professionals. I want to remind you that as part of Wilner Chemist's 100-year anniversary celebration, we have selected products from 14 companies on sale at half price. In addition, over 50 product lines on sale at discounts of 30, 35, and 40% off list price. Check Wilner.com for the full details. This is a two-hour show. We hope you'll stay tuned for the next hour. So, Bruce and Todd and Christine, you're on the phones waiting to talk to us. Stay right where you are, and we will get to you at the top of the hour, which will be at about 5 minutes after 3 o'clock. Stay tuned, please.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy.
This has been a podcast from WOR.